Brian Adams, Summer is 69 here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim. It's almost 7 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, 6th of July. No, you're screenless.
I know, it's back. When I sat in the chair, it came on.
Fantastic. You see, it's a very special place, this.
I didn't realise if you had to sit down for the computer to turn on.
It doesn't follow the normal sort of rules of physics and electrics and all those kind of things.
Yeah, you sit down.
Come on, PJ. Everybody knows you have to sit down before a computer comes on.
I should have
known. God's sake. It's a well-known fact. It's like turning it off and turning it back on again.
Yeah.
A computer won't work unless your arse is in the chair.
That was complete gobjobbery on my part.
Unbelievable. Anyway, how was your weekend?
Yeah, it was all right. Yeah, it was grand.
Did you get your fizzy walk in?
No, I got plenty of walks in. I decided against the fizzy walks.
Right.
I'm not drinking the fizzy walk in. Protest of the morons.
Yeah.
Of the weekend, yeah.
So, I assume you're talking about the video that's been plastered everywhere. The Dame Street one, is it? Or Dame Lane one?
Jim McCabe, I am absolutely shocked. The Irish people.
You are shocked in Clontarf, were you?
Intoxicated Irish people couldn't control themselves.
I know.
I mean, who didn't see that coming? I mean, I absolutely thought, when they opened up the pubs early, I thought, well, that's obviously a nice, safe thing to do.
Yeah, of course. Surely, everybody's going to act responsibly, and there'll be certainly nothing untoward happening there.
Yeah, surely no one would take advantage of it. I'm shocked. I am absolutely shocked.
Yeah.
That drunk people where it couldn't be trusted. Yeah.
It'll be great now to see the statements coming out. Yes, I'm very surprised to see that people have indulged in that sort of behaviour.
Yeah, the best
really?
Was the pubs going, well, we were shocked at the behaviour. I suppose you wouldn't be around drunks very much.
Yeah, just as you were serving them, the point you were saying, I'm shocked that you're even asking me for this.
I can't believe it. Where are you going with this outside as well? Oh, this is outrageous. Yeah,
you wouldn't believe how shocked I am. Four, did you say?
Yeah, unbelievable. Anyway, hold on there and I get that big bottle for you.
Anyway, whatever you got up to over the weekend, 087-188-0008. Hopefully you're in decent form. 9 minutes past 6 o'clock. Thanks a million for all the WhatsApps that are in already. I see Northside Tony there and Butty Brennan's on and Bose Richie and everybody. And there's a special one in, right?
Yeah.
Now, this is actually, I don't know whether I should land you in this hour of the morning, really. Yeah, but Amanda has a very special request because it's her birthday today. Right, it's her birthday.
I'm sure we can
How could you say no to a woman whose birthday it is?
I don't know if I'd be
Especially
able to.
When her simple, she says the greatest present she could ever receive would be for us to sing her happy birthday.
Ah, yeah.
Right, are you ready for this?
Amanda.
Hang on a second. Wait for it.
Oh, he has a track and everything. Ah, man, he's at the bring in the band. Birthday
to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Amanda.
And her sciatic nerve.
Happy birthday to
a fantastic, eh?
Jeez, I feel like I've had a few myself after that.
Yeah, yeah. You wouldn't have got that better in time, Lane, I'll tell you.
Tell you something. I doubt she even knows her sciatic nerve is wiggling.
I'd say her sciatic nerve is actually jumping for joy at the moment.
Say so.
This, I mean, God almighty. Birthdays don't get much better than that, do they?
Her sciatic nerve is in her back now going, for he's a jolly good fellow, for she's a jolly good fellow.
J-Lo waiting for tonight here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 14 minutes past 6 on this Monday, 6th of July. About to do the official birthdays. We've had Amanda's sing song.
Yeah.
She's elated, crying with happiness, she says.
That's very good, yeah. It's better than crying with the wiggly nerve.
Absolutely.
You know, that's an improvement.
Yeah. Right, so here we go. And what a selection of birthdays for you, PJ Gallagher.
Right,
God, I think this could be... could be the one. I think English John. By the way, English John is with us today.
Hey, he's back.
We'll be chatting to him later on. I'll tell you something. So looking forward to this.
He's the man, so he is.
To get the international dimension. We haven't spoken to him since pre-lockdown.
No, I was very excited to see him this morning.
I'll tell you. So that's on the way. That's something to look forward to. In fact, that's actually bigger than Double Money Monday.
Yeah, which is, how much is that now?
That's 2,600 or something, isn't it?
2,600 quid.
I mean, English John's got to be worth more than that.
Oh, damn right.
Yeah, sure, his Bitcoin investment is probably worth more than that at this stage.
Oh, yeah, we can catch up on that. Remember his Fiverr.
Absolutely.
Fabulous Fiverr of John.
Right, so we may be sending English John for cake, right? Because this is it. This is the opportunity, I think, for you to wipe the floor. We're starting.
Hit me with your best shot, G.
None other than maybe your greatest ever hero. The one. The only.
Oh, God.
Sylvester Stallone.
Ah, yeah, the man himself.
Absolutely.
Get
only the
out
man
of here.
PJ Gallagher wanted to be.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Rocky.
Well, I mean
Rambo.
Rocky. Yeah, I know. Unbelievable.
Everything you ever wanted.
I swear to God, mostly Rocky now, let's be honest. It was the Rocky movies that really sort of...
That was the
they
one.
They just swept me away with my with their magnificence. I still
the
love
first
them.
Rocky is the one that you could watch like it's...
Over and over
It's in the triple figures nearly.
Yeah. Oh, it would be at this stage. Yeah, yeah, I would have to.
Because you can nearly quote the script, can't you?
I know, yeah.
It opens on a shot of...
I'll tell you what it opens on. How's it a shot of... Holy Mary, so it does.
There
and
you go.
It pans
see?
Down into the boxing match between him and your man that ends up walking for him in the kitchen in Rocky 6. Spider Rico. He's fighting Spider Rico.
What did I tell you, people?
So him and Spider Rico.
You know, you've set yourself up here now. I mean, you are the knowledgeable. You are the go-to Sylvester Stallone man.
I'm in trouble
and today
now.
Is his birthday.
Oh, he's 64.
What are you talking about, man? How could he only be that age?
Because Rocky was made in 1975. With that's 40 years ago. Oh, it's 45 years ago.
He's 74.
75.
So it was your maths that let you down there.
Yeah.
I might give you half a point for that.
Me maths, yeah.
Yeah, I might give you half a point
I
for that.
I wouldn't mind, honey. I was born in 1975, so you would have think of known how many years ago that was.
Oh, wow. Anyway, yeah.
For fart off life almighty.
Sylvester, look. All is not lost. Because the next one is
God's
George
sake.
W. Bush.
Oh, great. From one hero to a blender.
Hang on a second. The man who said famously he hopes that one day man and fish can live in perfect harmony.
Man and fish. Imagine saying that. And imagine being the type of president, right, who goes, man and fish can live in harmony. And then thinking, well, you know. He's not as bad as the fella we have now, at least. You
absolutely.
Know? It's an amazing thing, isn't it?
Yeah, brilliant.
Man and fish.
And fool me once.
Fool me once, shame on you.
Yeah.
Fool me twice, you see.
Never, never, never fool me again.
You can't be fooled again.
Can't be fooled again.
Can't be fooled again, Jim. Now. So now ask me
fantastic.
What Rocky is.
Is it that one where 9/11, when he's being told of 9/11, he's got a book upside down.
He's reading the kids' book upside down. Yeah. And he decides to just sit there and finish out the class. That's the best thing.
Yeah. Like, even the kids are probably looking at him going, does he know that he has that upside down? I've read that Rusty and Nora book, and that's upside down.
Yeah. Hey, kids. America's under attack. I'm trying to read you a story instead of taking it seriously. Can we calm down a little bit here?
Unbelievable.
What age is he now? That's a tough one, actually.
Yeah.
He's 72.
74.
Ah, okay.
Him and Sly are the same age.
Not mad.
Him and Sylvester Stallone.
Mind you, I will say, right?
Yeah.
If I'm lucky enough to hit that age, I'd rather look like George W. Bush.
I know. Sly's done some weird things.
He has interfered with himself to a huge degree. He looks like a he looks like a melted teapot.
He actually looks like a lad who was a boxer for that long.
He does. He really does.
And had other boxers rearranging his features.
All that plastic nonsense in your head. You look absolutely demented.
When your mother is Jackie, that's probably only one way it's going.
What way? Yeah, I know. Although she got it from the young fella. That's the mad part.
Really?
Well,
he started
nothing.
It.
She had nothing. He's the one that got famous and then said, hey, ma, you want to put some plastic in your face? Look, you can look like me, player. Look at me, ma.
Yeah.
Look, I'm incapable of showing emotion.
What so a sell that would have been.
I'm not getting any more acting jobs because I've forgotten how to smile.
Right. So, Sly and George W. Bush, 74 today. Right, what about Jennifer Saunders? One half of the brilliant French and Saunders.
She's my favourite.
Fab, of course.
She is my favourite. When it comes to TV comedy, she is my favourite. I don't think anyone... Oh, no,
proper
hold on.
Legend.
I'm thinking of Dawn French.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Jennifer's very good. She's very good.
Oh, man. Talk about give with one hand. And
sorry.
Unbelievable.
Dawn French is my favourite. I think she's like the most talented TV comic we've ever seen, I'd say.
Yeah.
I'd love to. The other one's all right.
It would have been amazing to see that happen in person for us to have the chance to interview Jennifer Saunders a few years ago. Do you know something I have to say? I've said it at the gym so many times. You are my favourite. You are my absolute TV comedy favourite. Oh, no, wait. Sorry, actually.
Oh, no, sorry, it's
Dawn French.
It's the other one. It's
sorry.
The vicar of Diddley.
It's not you.
You're not the vicar,
It's not you. You're the one you are with. She is. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What was it like to work with her? What was it like? How did you meet her? Was that great?
Amazing. Yeah. And apparently she was married, or maybe still is, I didn't know this, to Aid Edmondson.
Didn't know that.
From The Young Ones, like from, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know that at all.
I didn't know. That's, Aid Edmondson was Vivian.
The mad
the
one. From, and from Bottom and everything.
Bottom and all.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
I have to say, imagine how much you'd laugh if you saw them having a serious row.
Yeah.
The two of them are so famous for that.
You'd never believe a word out of either one of them.
You'd be waiting for you. I hope your man takes out that plank and hits himself over the head with it.
She's going to set him on fire now. Wait, you see.
Oh, no, hold on. That's the other one I'm thinking of. The other one's very funny. I got to say, what age is she then? She's 62.
Yes!
Hey, that'll do.
62, one of the bag. And still time, buddy, still time. Right, here we go. What about Fiddy? It's Fiddy's birthday today.
Fiddy Cent.
Curtis James Jackson III.
He's mad, man. He's more bullet holes in him than he's ever had birthday cakes, doesn't he?
Wasn't that title of one of his songs or one of his albums or something?
More bullet holes than birthday cakes. It's a great name for an album.
Something to do with the amount of times he's been shot. I don't know. Anyway, whatever. Right. Fiddy Cent.
Now
fancies himself as a bit of an actor, doesn't he?
Oh, for God's sake. They all do. They all they all realise they can just avoid furniture and remember a couple of lines, and then they all think they're actors.
And they get kind of parts that don't require a lot of lines.
Yeah,
they end up getting, because like I what's his name?
Just be yourself parts.
Ice-T and Ice Cube and every other kind of ice bar, Vanilla Ice, seems to have got a gig.
Vanilla
where all you have
got
to go is it's going down or something.
Bingo, get down, see you in the morning.
Yeah. No, that's actually a direct quote from The Wire.
Yes, New Jack City. You know. Yeah, The Wire. I couldn't watch The Wire, man.
I'm going to keep singing
about ghosts. I'm going to get a cat laugh with the car. Don't give me none of that. Chip it out. Chip it out. What's happened in that scene now? Shut up. It's the best TV ever made. Don't give me no chip it out, because if you do that, it's going to be a little bit of a problem. Well, hey, got my new jab, just stay on your ass. What is he talking about? What is he actually talking about?
I don't know. I gave episode one a go.
Yeah.
But when I found out Idris Elba was in it and all, I thought, oh, God, my God, it could be great. And then I got the first episode, I thought, I don't know what's happened there.
My other friend Jim told me, you have to watch the whole series. Don't worry about it.
Right.
I literally watched 12 episodes. Like,
I'm distracted. You've got another friend called Jim.
I used to. He was an owl when he wasn't.
That's good. I hope you got rid of him.
Traded him in for the good money.
Excellent.
Yeah. Do you know what I do to that old Jim now if I got my hands on him? I go, Jim, don't see yourself, some motherfucker. I don't have that. Don't do anything about it. That's what happened to him.
And he deserved every bit of it.
He would have. I won't put cap in ass. Yeah, I got
Fiddy.
Oh, Fiddy, yeah, I forgot we were talking about him. He's like 42.
Oh, not bad, 45.
Ah, okay.
45, right. What about Kevin Hart? Now, do you like Kevin Hart?
I
thought you were on the other side of the fence. I thought you didn't. I like his stand-up, and I think he's funny. He's kind of funny bones, but he's
a tosser.
Yeah, he has a bit of a rep for being a bit of a nasty man.
Oh, when you watch the
Netflix thing, yeah.
He's an absolute...
And he is a little bit up his own bottom and everything.
A little bit. A little bit. Oh, my God. He disappeared so far up his bum, all you can see is the stars underneath his nose. It really turned me off from watching that documentary.
Yeah.
His stand-up was deadly.
I'm surprised it got aired, because he was like, you know, wasn't he in control of it and everything?
Yeah.
That documentary.
That's how mad these people are. When they say how bad I treat everybody, they're going to know I mean business. You're like, what?
Yeah. But I have to say, I watched one of his stand-ups over the weekend. It was on Comedy Central or something, and I do like him. He just makes me laugh. I think it's funny bones.
He's a great performer.
I look at him and I laugh.
Yeah.
And now he might not appreciate that.
Yeah, he's no Chris Rock. I'll tell you that. Definitely, he's no Chris Rock.
Although Chris Rock's latest one is terrible, man.
I was going to say it's not his best. Yeah, it's poo. But all his other ones are really good. Yeah. But I know what you mean. He rested on his laurels a bit.
Yeah.
Because you know why? Chris Rock's hilarious when he's angry at everything and talks about how he can't understand everything. And now he's gone all zen.
Yeah, he's gone all mindfulness and everything.
Yeah, he's got, and nobody cares.
Yeah.
Tell us about your torture. No one wants to know how happy you are.
That's true, actually, because the Kevin Hart joke I watched over the weekend was called Laugh at My Pain.
There you go.
That's what the stand-up was called.
There you go, that's all. That's yeah. Exactly. No one cares that you're happy.
Right, what age is he, though?
I'm going to say he's like 46.
Not too bad. 41.
Oh, gosh. 41.
And your curveball. My God, I'm so late with the stuff today. I've been jabbering on. That's you jive talking.
Sorry, yeah.
Anyway, your curveball is Burt Ward.
What's that?
Burt Ward, man. Come on. Only the original Robin in Batman.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to love that.
The man who came out with that blooming, you know, like, holy banana bread, Batman.
Yeah, holy sniggly snakes. Yeah. A kapow!
Exactly,
I used
yeah.
to love that show. So much I love that show.
Burt Ward. Go on, stick an age on him.
He's 77.
Not bad, 75.
Ah, well.
So
okay.
What are you going to do?
What
should happen? You know what should happen to you? I should get him on and take him down and net him on him.
Damn straight, man.
This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, Tara. 6:34. How are you today?
Good form for a Monday, considered.
How was your weekend?
It was a quiet enough one now, to be fair.
Well, you weren't in there hiding among the crowds in Dame Lane or anything.
I certainly was not. I couldn't have been any further away. No, Jose. No.
Did you venture out at all? No, over the weekend?
I did venture. I just had lunch.
Lovely.
And that was about it, really.
Quiet kind of, and calm.
Yeah,
and
very quiet, very calm, very yeah. kind of early.
I suppose
night-ish.
The weather didn't lend itself to... didn't really lend itself to extravagance, did it, the weather over the weekend?
I got caught out yesterday. I got drenched yesterday, yeah. I got to change into my shorts and all for the walk.
Yeah.
That was a good idea, wasn't it?
Well, it was very misleading now, to be fair. It was glorious sunshine one minute and then it was like end of day's rain and...
Because I have to say, the exact same thing happened to me because I left the house in my shorts just to walk down to the local shop to get takeaway coffees and they do this lovely bread.
Freshly
baked stuff. And
oh, very nice.
Le Fig, fantastic place. All these, different flavours like... olive bread and pesto bread.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love the bread. Anyway, so I was set out there in my shorts, right?
Okay.
And it was grand walking down and literally coming out of it, lashed out of it on the walk home. And
maybe that's God's way of telling you two to keep the legs covered from now on.
What is she trying to say, PJ?
As if God had no out about it.
Didn't God create these magnificent legs?
Yeah. And now has realised his or her mistake and has gone, cover them up, lads!
Didn't realise they were going to be showing them off, like flaunting them around like that.
Jeez, the size of them. Someone blow them out of it. My God, they're upsetting the whole neighbourhood.
Craig David, fill me in.
Yeah. Craig David was an awful...
An awful what?
He was very hammy.
To be fair, though, you know... He got a bit of a rough time. I mean,
with your man Leigh Fran. Oh yeah, that's all gone pear shaped.
I mean,
him.
He probably was, you know, probably very talented in his genre.
Yeah.
And then Keith Lemon or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Bo Selecta.
Bo Selecta, that was it.
He's in an awful stage apparently over that, you know.
Who?
Your man Bo Selecta, Kim Leigh Francis.
Why did he do blackface or something or?
Yeah. Well, with Craig David and Michael Jackson and
Mel B.
Yeah.
Was it Mel B? Yeah, Mel B.
It was, yeah, Scary Spice.
Yeah.
But apparently he's been in an absolute awful way as a person. Like, he's been...
Like, he's been distraught by it?
Yeah, distraught, yeah. Yeah. Because he came under a lot of fire, like.
Yeah, I can well imagine.
So,
Oh, my God. Craig David's filming in and taking it easy.
Craig David was still brutal, though. You know what I mean? It was nothing to do with anything else. It was just, you know, going to McDonald's on a Monday. I would have naming all the days on the week of a Tuesday. What we going to do on Wednesday on free fall.
Careful what you say about
Thursday.
Him now, because didn't he bulk up?
He
became
did.
Like a proper bodybuilder type.
They all do that.
Just be careful, he might come looking for you.
Do you remember your man from Liverpool did that as well? He was in Britain's Got Talent, remember? And he was like that. No. And then
Who was that?
We interviewed him here actually on the show once. And then it went a bit downhill. It wasn't what he expected. And he did. He said, "John's making me laugh behind your back."
Shocking, carry on. I'm desperately. Who is this? Who are we talking about?
And then he was a Liverpool lad, and then he went and he did Dancing on the Stars, and he was brilliant at it. Remember him? Twinkle Toes. He was like, "I'm so happy to be back." And he bulked up, and he made him. Oh, what was his name? The thing is, you'll tell me his name, and I'll go, "Was that it?"
Yeah. Yeah, because like normally people would be kind of WhatsApping in and there's nothing really happening there. I think you might be on your own here.
X Factor that he was in. And he got into the final. He was right up to the end.
Right.
You know, yesterday. And then he bulked up. His career went downhill and he bulked up. I'm trying to make the point that a lot of people bulk up when their career goes downhill. They hit the gym.
Ray Quinn.
Is that him?
I don't know. Quinn is. That's come in now. Craig, somebody else has said.
Craig! No, hold on.
Craig was your man from Big Brother, wasn't he?
That's the builder from Big Brother.
Yeah.
All these Liverpool spuds are the same. It's very hard to separate them.
It seems to be Ray Quinn.
Yeah, that's him, maybe.
The wisdom of masses.
Yeah, he looked.
Or the wisdom of crowds.
He looked a bit like.
Suggests it was Ray Quinn.
A bit like Dracula. He had a bit of a Dracula thing going on.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's.
I'm sorry you brought this
as
up.
As anecdotes go, that's one of your better ones.
Thanks
for that one. Anyway.
I don't know why. Why did I open my mouth? Like, why do I insist on talking about things I know nothing about? Why do I do that?
Well, to be fair, you know.
Yeah.
Got us out of slagging Craig David.
That's for sure. I'm blaming Craig David.
Apart from all of that, right, there's a few things that we did want to tell you about. It is Double Money Monday today, which is a bit special because it's €2,600.
Yeah.
So that's on the way in about an hour's time, right? And that's very important because it will also give us the chance to feature none other than... Wait for it. God, that's a long intro,
that's
isn't it?
That's a very long introduction.
I'm bored with it now. I meant English John.
Hey. Oh, lads.
English John is in the house. That was meant to be Rule Britannia or something. What is that?
I don't know. It's nice,
it's like,
though.
It's like a classical mega mix or a, you know, of Rule Britannia.
It's a ballet or something.
What is that?
You mean to say you've been planning this for so long you didn't listen to it before?
No, well, obviously.
Yeah, well, there you go.
It was a spur of the moment thing, John. Thought I'd make you feel at home, like with a bit of posh music in the background.
Yeah, I listen to this all the time.
Yeah. Because, in fairness, I can see John in his Portsmouth mansion.
I can see him swanning around Southampton Airport now.
Yes.
Listening to this.
Boy, fetch my luggage. Anyway, listen. Yeah. How are you? It's good to have you back.
Thank you, lads. It's good to see you. It's good to see that you're well.
Yeah.
I'm well.
Delighted to see you survive the pandemic so far and everything.
Especially with that madman running your country that he is now. I mean, that chap there now, I mean, I wouldn't quite say you're in safe hands.
I did choose to stay here yesterday.
Yeah.
Very wise.
For now, anyway.
Yeah. So have you been doing much at all lately?
No, and so I'm here all week, and I said to Mike, Mike's off for a week, I said, "Are you going anywhere?"
Yeah.
No. Every conversation, small talk is, you been up to much?
Because we haven't same managed to adjust our small talk yet, have we?
Expectations.
You know what I mean? We still have to go with the kind
how
of,
are you getting on?
How are you getting on? Doing much? Are you up to much? Are you going anywhere? And no.
How have you been? Have you been all right? I've been all right. The best chat I had this morning with John was he came and says, "You weren't in the beach in Bournemouth, you know."
Yeah.
And he's there, "It's not even the good beach. The good beach is down the road," he goes. "You can have the whole place to yourself," he said.
Awful beach.
So that's it. Yeah, we're off.
Yeah, so we've got English John, which means, like, if you're somebody who can't get on when Magic Mike is here, you can always pull the wool on English John, you know, if you can convince him.
Yeah.
I mean, you're quite easily bought, John, aren't you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I say Twix.
Exactly. So there you go. 087-188-0008 if you want to get in touch, English John, on the case for the hit bit and indeed the breakfast table quiz a bit later on.
Yeah, you're going to do the puns today, John.
Oh.
Now you've ruined. Look, you've upset him now.
You know what I mean?
You've upset him.
I'd forgotten that was a feature on this show.
It is.
I will. Okay.
Yeah, good stuff. Now, as long now, you see.
I'm excited to commit to this.
Brilliant.
Yeah, well, let's be honest. Like, it's Mike's puns that you have to. Yeah, you know,
the bar is fairly low.
The bar,
John,
might be low, but still, it can go down.
Right,
still,
so
7:30, be great.
Excellent. Right, so that's on the way. About an hour's time, we're going to have a crack at the hit bit. It is Double Money Monday. It is huge wedge, €2,600 to play for. That's on the way. Brand new prize in the breakfast table quiz. A great break to the Falls Hotel and Spa, Inishdiamond in County Clare. That's up for grabs this week. So loads going on, and of course, you know, we have to get set. We have to start the preparations for a new American president.
Oh, of course, yeah. Long live Kanye. Kanye, long live you.
Yeah, the Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams. Here are Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Gemma this Monday, 6th of July. A Double Money Monday, of course, €2,600 we're going to play for. English John is in for Magic Mike this week, so he'll be taking care of business. He's standing by the WhatsApp machine, polishing his puns. 087-188-0008. Let John know if you fancy having a play on the hit bit. On the way very shortly. And of course, the other thing, if you were with us earlier today when we do the birthdays, you'll know it was the birthday today of one George W. Bush.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Do you remember?
And of course, coming off the back of 4th of July as well.
Of course it is, the back of 4th of July. You heard Tara talking about it. The once great America. Now turning into a parody of itself.
Absolutely. The great orangutan at the helm.
The great
currently.
Orangutan at the helm. And as if to sort of say, how could things be worse? Surely, after going from W to the chimpanzee that we have there at the moment, you think to yourself, how could things possibly be worse? And now Kanye West has thrown his hat into the ring. He's oh, jeepers, you scared the life out of me with that.
I saw that. That was meant to be a seamless segue into a bit of Kanye.
It actually
for
scared.
You.
I actually scared. I thought that John was coming at me with a hammer or something. So now Kanye West is saying that's it. He's running for president as well. He said he's done. Here's what he says. We must now realize the promise of America by trusting God, unifying our vision and building our future. I am running for president of the United States.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Kim Kardashian West, she obviously went out and decided she was going to endorse him and tweeted a picture of him with an American flag in the background. And then notorious piss taker Elon Musk has said he endorses him as well. But it doesn't.
Is Elon Musk notorious for?
He tweeted, yeah. He tweeted, "You have my full support," he tweeted.
Is he noted as a wind-up merchant?
Well, when his kid is named after a robot.
Well, yeah. And, you know, it's named after an equation or something.
After some sort of like R2. His kid's called R2-D2 or C-3PO or something like that. And you know, so you would imagine there's some tongue-in-cheek there. He is a bit of a troll, Elon Musk. He loves winding people up. So we don't really know if he's actually running, right? So what the BBC have done, in fairness to them, is they've done a bit of investigation and they've looked at the register. So there's a Federal Election Commission, right?
Right.
And if you're registered to run to this far... then you'd be on that register, you know.
Right.
Now, they can't find Kanye West on it. But there is a name registered for the Green Party in the States. I didn't even know there was a Green Party in the States, if I'm honest with you.
Like Green Party as in like our one. Like the whole, you know, ecology
like,
thing.
Love the environment and, yeah, speed, yeah. You know, emissions and speed bumps, you know.
Excellent, yeah, yeah.
So,
the party of bicycles and all.
Yeah, Jim, you can tell Jim's green lover. I can't tell you.
I'm all for saving the trees, but
Jim would ride a cow into work before he'd ride a bike. Trying to get it to belch and all just to upset him. So they found this guy, he's red, and his name is Kanye D's Nuts West. And the address, by the way, that's registered to Kanye D's Nuts West is 1977 Gold Digger Avenue, Sweet Jesus. So it also seems that this person is...
Wow. So, right, okay. And he's registered for the Green Party.
For the Green Party. It also appears that this candidate has raised to date for their campaign $0.
Right.
So we're imagining this probably is a different person to Kanye West, you know, to the Kanye West.
Are you sure? Because it sounds very Kanye. Kanye D's Nuts West.
I know.
From Gold Digger Avenue,
Sweet Jesus. Jesus. It's hilarious, isn't it?
That is incredible. So maybe that's his kind of like, you know, he's registered, he's on the ticket. But he just hasn't. Although he's, is that declared for the Green Party?
That's for the Green Party, right. So it wouldn't be this Kanye. We wouldn't imagine
as necessarily.
He's saying he wants to. Well, so there's rumours he's saying he wants to run against Trump to take votes from Biden. I don't know how he makes these. He makes these mad leaps. But this isn't his first time. So in he also said he was running for the White House in 2015 at the MTV Music Video Awards. He said he was running. Right.
Right.
He said he was going to run in 2020 actually, but then last November he pushed the date back and he said no, I'll do it in 2024 instead, and everybody started laughing in the audience, and his response was, what are you laughing at? We would have created so many jobs that I'm not going to run, I'm going to walk. He said that, and he said that he was changing his name for the election campaign to Christian Jesus Billionaire Kanye West. This guy's off his rocker.
So,
like, this guy's actually off his rocker.
So he'd be campaigning as Christian Jesus Billionaire
Kanye West. Yeah. Christian Jesus Billionaire Kanye West.
Wow.
It would be his running name. He's changing his
name.
That would be great.
Imagine, political commentators will love that, won't they?
Imagine Kim going, I have to change. What? Because she took West after Kardashian.
So now I have to be
Kim Kardashian Christian Genius Billionaire West.
Brilliant.
It actually sounds better when you put it in her way, doesn't it? So his tweet was on...
Oh my God!
Yeah, he tweeted on Independence Day, of course he did. He got carried away, he saw a few fireworks, and couldn't be president. So that's the plan. This is what we know. I don't know what the deal is or where
he's going. There's kind of two things really spring to mind. One is, could he be any worse than the current one? Right? That springs to mind. And then the other thing is, you'd be a brave, brave man to back against it happening.
In American politics.
I mean, no matter how much you kind of go, this is crazy stuff.
This is mental, yeah.
The other thing then you have to end, but it is America.
Is it any madder than Donald Trump?
Exactly.
Yeah, and when I was saying it's English, John says...
And maybe he's better. I mean, I don't know an awful lot about him. I did see, David Letterman did this Netflix thing.
Yeah.
And Kanye, I think, was one of the guests on it. And, you know...
What?
Yeah, no, I didn't immediately think there's a future American president.
You thought I'd vote for him, did you?
No, I wouldn't quite go that far.
I'd vote for him.
But, you know, I could just, like, yeah. I mean, you know, he seems like a nice fella.
This is a great insight into how Jim votes at the polls, isn't it? Against the environment and for the lunatics.
Excuse me, I'm very pro-environment. You know what I mean? Like, cyclists fart as well. Nobody ever brings that to attention.
No one does. And the smell of buns off them. They're also saying that, you know, we know that Kanye West, he loves Donald Trump and him.
There's that famous footage
of him when he turned up at the Oval Office, remember? And then where everyone was shaking hands and stuff, he walked behind the desk and put his arms around Trump and goes, I love this guy right here.
Oh my God. All the other stuff, right?
That's really nice. That's what he said. That was his response.
I mean, of all the other stuff, right, I could, you know, everything was, let's say, you know, 50-50 when you were kind of talking about, you know, Christian Jesus Billionaire.
Which John said is a great name for a wrestler, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Christian Jesus Billionaire.
All of that was okay, but as soon as you said he's a big fan of Trump, I went, not it. So, that's it. The man's lost his mind. There's no way he's getting in.
So, you know, being an absolute egomania, completely out of touch, who thought that one day that he was actually related to God. Do you remember that? That's true.
Yeah. I mean, even that, like, again, nothing you'd hold against him.
Yeah.
But as soon as he says he's a big Trump supporter,
you go, he's lost the head.
Yeah, he's lost the
head.
He's
finally
completely.
Gone, yeah. The head's gone. Poor fella. All that money.
Yeah. I wonder, so we'll have to, so if he does change his name then and we do get the chance to play one of his records, one of his hits, will we get the, you know, get the chance to say, coming at you, Christian
at
Jesus
you.
Billionaire.
Here's a new one from President Christian Jesus Billionaire. The world is going to end soon, kids, so let's enjoy it while we can.
He'd certainly spruce up the attire for an American president his Yeezys and everything.
Imagine turning up in the EU. Why would he be there? He'd be talking to them or something.
Mock Turtles, Can You Dig It? Here at Classic Hits 7:21. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Thanks for hanging out with us and letting us hang out with you on this Monday. 087-188-0008 if you do want to give us a shout. Particularly for the hit bit being a Double Money Monday. €2,600, well worth playing for.
Deadly, isn't it?
Chance to be a bit of a gold digger. See what I did there?
Yeah. That's a Kanye reference, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, you're thinking so. Oh, you see, I'm with you.
Well, yeah, we're down with the kids, aren't we?
I'm quick with this thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm quick. Although I'd say Kanye West is no more popular with young people, is he? He's in his 40s now. So you're ancient in your 40s when someone in their 20s sees someone in their 40s. All they see is like some old sort of Rip Van Winkle type lizard chatting to them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Remember that? Remember when you were in school and you looked at your teacher and thought, oh, sure. What, to be like, as old as them. And
yeah, when you're
22.
In your, I was just going to say, they were in their 20s.
Yeah, they're like 22. And you're like, look at John. Yeah. Bleeding hell and walking around. Think that you could tell us what to do.
It's like you were saying about the first time somebody called you Mister. Here, Mister. Who's he talking about?
You cheeky little scamp. Grab you by the scruff of your neck with your Mister.
Yeah, Private Eyes from Hall & Oates. Almost 24 minutes to 8 o'clock on the way towards a big, big jackpot on the hit bid. €2,600 for Double Money Monday. Final call to get involved. English John is standing by the WhatsApp machine. 087-188-0008. And of course, classichits.ie if you want to check out all the previous guesses before you have a go. And we're going to stick, are we, in the meantime, PJ, on a bit of a political theme, are we? Since we announced that Kanye was going to run for president.
I think so, yeah. There's a lot of trouble in politics.
Yeah.
So this is Kanye, yeah, like you said, running for president. And couldn't be any more daft than that. But a man, a councillor, a municipal councillor, I beg to say.
You don't have to beg me to say it, PJ. It's your show. You can do what you like.
This is how one talks when pretending poshness is their way.
This is PJ's telephone voice you're hearing now at the moment.
It is, isn't
it?
I beg to say, if you don't mind. But a municipal councillor in northern Spain, he's had to resign. The poor fella, right?
Yeah.
Now, you know councillors, they're part-time politicians a lot of the time. You know,
a lot of the time, yeah.
Well, there was a town council meeting, and in Spain, they're doing them all in Zoom, you know, at the moment.
Yeah, well, I'd say so, that's happening a lot around the place, obviously, yeah.
Now, the great thing about Zoom is, not only do the city councillors themselves get to attend the meeting now, but anyone in the locality can tune in on Zoom. They give them out the password.
Right.
So all the residents of the area can tune in and see how the councillors are getting on. And they were having a particular public meeting about what they were going to do with the development of the coronavirus in their city.
Right.
Well, your man thought, you know something, he's a swim teacher as well, and he had to get his daughter out to school, and he thought, sure, no one, if I just turn the camera off, I'll have a shower while the meeting's happening, it'd be grand.
Oh,
they'll see him.
I can see where this is going.
So, Bernardo Bustillo, he got into the...
That's a name to conjure with.
Bernardo Bustillo, he got into the shower and started the shower. And then, of course, you know when a noise comes from you in Zoom, you're your image.
Yeah.
So everyone then suddenly heard a shower and his screen filled everybody else's screen. And there he was in his nude, rubbing away at himself to make himself clean with all the soap in front of all the people that lived in the area and all the councillors.
Oh my God, so not just the councillors, anybody who tuned in to see how the council meeting was going.
They were all looking at him, standing in the nude.
Oh my God.
The sound of water drowned out the constant ringing then of his mobile phone as they were trying to call him as quick as they could. They couldn't get him. Frantic colleagues tried to warn him that the camera was still ongoing. Somebody started to scream, "Won't somebody please stop this? Won't somebody please stop this?" Then another voice was said to say, "Say something to Bernie. Please say something to him and do it quickly." One colleague then was also heard, "We can't disconnect him. My God, won't somebody do something?" The mayor then decided he'd have to take it onto himself, the mayor. And he has asked everybody to please disconnect and bring an end to the meeting. Then, of course,
do you know what this is like, right? I don't know if anybody listening at the moment heard the after show show over the weekend, right? The after show show is out there, you know, on Facebook and wherever you get your podcast and all that. But one of the stories that PJ told in the after show show sounds very like this, where somebody had locked themselves out of the hotel room.
Yes.
Remember the one that Garode was telling you?
Yeah, that's right.
And basically this, you know, the guy was ended up in his Jay's fluid in reception.
He did that thing that so many people have done. You're in a strange room. You're sleeping in your Jay's fluid, like you said. He thought he was going to the toilet. He walked straight into the corridor and he locked himself out in the nude.
Yeah. While trying to obviously deal with his own embarrassment, a helper shall we call, somebody who thought they were being helpful as a member of staff.
Well, yeah. Well, he went down to the reception and he was in his nude, just with his hands over his manliness. Yeah. Right? And he's there and
over
he said,
his modesty.
I'm after locking myself up. And Gerald was telling me everybody was doing their best, but everybody was pretending, don't look at him.
Yeah.
You know, give him his dignity. Everyone was like not looking at him or pretending not to look at him. Nobody said anything to each other. But one member of staff was making it so much worse because he was going, stop looking at him! Get over it! He made a mistake! Leave him alone! Stop making such a big deal out of it!
Exactly.
And your man was absolutely... He was making so much worse. Like, yeah. He didn't run and get him a towel or a robe. He just started screaming, stop looking!
And this so sounds worse. This sounds like the Zoom equivalent where this people are screaming equivalent. Well, somebody do something.
I love this. My God,
do something.
Yeah. Here's another one. My God, why can't this be disconnected? Please, please stop this. The quotes are amazing. So then, of course, he got out of the shower and he realised what was after happening. He saw his phone and everything. And Bustillo, he has said, you know something, as a swim instructor, it's left me very comfortable with my body over the years. I've spent half my life in the nude. And I've never been ashamed of being in the nude. I've never been ashamed of my own nude or the nude of other people. This is a weird translation, isn't it? He says, I can't help but regret that it has now brought on the end of my political life. And that has to do with my nakedness. But hey, it's not a big deal. What a way to take it, yeah.
So he wasn't necessarily... deeply in love with the political system.
He doesn't seem
sure
to...
Sure, my political life is over. What are you going to do, eh?
What about it? I got to swim class on time. Everyone had a laugh. Yeah, he seems to be a bit of crack about it. But there you go. Yeah. It does seem like it was a very innocent mistake. He definitely didn't have a clue what he was doing.
Yeah.
Poor fella. And his daughter. She must be like, you did what? Oh, my God. And you expect me to actually go to swim class now after that?
Classic hits. Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit! Happy Monday, everybody. 2,600 euros is what we have for you on the Hit Bit this morning. We'd love to give it to you. Here's what it sounds like. That's it there. And who is first this morning? Look at that. I got all carried away with singing, so I did. Sometimes I get carried away with myself.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who's
Damien. Damien Hooper is standing by.
How you doing, Brad?
How's it going?
Not too bad, yourself?
Oh, not super bad at all, duper.
Damien, how was your weekend? Did you have any fun?
I had a bit of fun, yeah.
Yeah.
Went out shopping, so.
Went out. Did you get yourself that nice? What'd you get?
I got myself a nice 40-inch TV, PJ.
Oh, my God.
Jeepers, you did get
flash
something nice.
Kit. A 40-inch telly. Lovely.
And it only cost 300 quid.
Well, so you bought it off the back of an old truck there as well.
No. Going to Curry's.
Right,
if Curry's are listening now, there's a free plug for them.
It certainly is.
Damien's looking for a few quid back for that one now as well. Yeah.
300 quid wasn't a good enough deal for them, yeah.
Right, Damo, let's give you the money to go and buy lots more tellies. What are you going for?
I'm going to go for T-Rex Children of the Revolution.
What a tune.
Right. For the first time, English John.
Hello.
T-Rex, your chances are extinct.
It's highbrow when you're dealing with English Sean, isn't it?
Yeah, I tell you, he doesn't mess around. He puts work into this.
Right. Thanks very much, lads.
Listen, Damo, take care of yourself, man. Enjoy the telly.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.
See you, Damien.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
And now, Joanne is in County Clare. How are you, Joanne?
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad, Joanne. How are you? How was your weekend?
It was brilliant, yeah. Nice and quiet. Went for a walk.
Oh, yeah, good stuff, yeah. Do you walk fairly regular, or did you just get an inkling to go wandering?
I'm in a walking club. We go walking every second Sunday.
A walking club?
So do you cover... What sort of mileage do you cover then on every second Sunday?
Well, yesterday was a long one now. It was 15 kilometres, but usually it's around 8 or 9.
Oh, that is, okay.
And do you go up mountains and hills and stuff?
We do, yeah.
Right.
Oh, very nice.
Just stay away from the Wicklow ones, will you, if you don't mind?
Look at me, he's as cranky.
We haven't done it in a while now.
Good. I like you, Joanne. I like you.
He's as cranky now since the lockdown ends, with the crowds coming back.
Yeah. Who let them back in?
Right, Joanne, we'd love to give you some money this morning, 2,600 quid. What do you think?
Well, I'm not sure if it's the pronouncing of his second name. I think it's Billy Joel. My daughter says it's Billy Joel.
No, I know. We're with you. We're with you, Joanne. Tell your daughter she's wrong.
Yeah.
She's wrong. I tell her that.
Now, let's see if you're right, I suppose.
Well, the song is My Life.
My Life.
My Life. Yeah, John. God, I'm getting confused now. Who's on
John,
the other side?
Shall I write it down?
Yes, if you don't mind. Wear a badge, will you?
Now, Joanne, you've been on hold for the longest time.
I know.
But it's not Billy Joel.
I'm sorry. John is very good at the puns.
He does take it up a notch, to be fair to him.
Yeah. Yeah. Come, let's not get carried away.
Listen, Joanne, thanks a million for playing. Have a good day.
Okay, I'm
cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
See you, Joanne.
Very
for the
good.
Longest time very is good. Very
although
good.
I think we hit a high with them. Your chances are extinct.
Yeah, that's
for T-Rex.
I know, but like if very I had a magic mic, he would have gone, well, Joel gonna be wrong or something. Like, you know what I mean?
That's terrible.
You know what I mean? Oh, Joel know what you're talking about.
You know right. What I mean? Another chance to play on Double Money Monday with Niall Boylan this afternoon. Tiffany, I think we're alone now. Here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim on this Monday, 6th of July. Just 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. 087-188-0008 if you need us for anything, particularly if you want to get involved in the Breakfast Table Quiz. Day one, nothing to beat on day one of the Breakfast Table Quiz. As you know, great breakaway. We'll tell you more a little bit later on. But if you want to try and get in there early, put yourself top of the leaderboard right at the start of the week. 087-188-0008. We've got English John with us today. Magic Mike, of course, is off on a bit of a jolly. Well, he's hardly off on a jolly, really, is he? I suppose.
I think a holiday
during this time is.
I think he's just lying down for a week with his head in his hands, thanking God he doesn't have to deal with us two for a few days.
Absolutely. He's feeling very lucky himself, you know.
Definitely feeling very lucky. Oh, come here, I have to put my hands up here and say, you'd have to feel sorry at the moment for the responsible pub owners.
The responsible ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, you know, I mean, pubs, obviously, there's been a lot of talk about pubs the last week or 10 days. And, you know, a lot of it's been very negative, especially over the weekend with some of the shenanigans that were going on in some places.
Those tossers in town that you saw and all that stuff.
And there's, you know, there's been loads of phone-in shows going on about, you know, pubs that are flaunting the rules
loads
and not enforcing it and all that sort of stuff. But that
it's, you know what it's like. It's like Jim. This is like what Jim's thing. You know, what's your favourite movie or your favourite quote from a movie? Adam and Paul.
Yeah. And it is my favourite ever.
And your man looks at him and just goes, why can't anything ever be easy?
Yeah. Just a bit of luck
once. And you have to feel sorry for this fella. A fella, he owns a pub over in Kent over yonder. A fella called Ray Perkins. And they've spent 12 weeks or whatever it is, 3 months, whatever, since the pub closed down. They've been prepping it, rejigging it. They organised all the furniture completely different and cleaned it head to toe, top to bottom, so they could accommodate social distancing, working out as one-way system from when it all comes back. You get his beer garden all ready.
System for his loos and everything, his toilets to
all
get down,
so
his traffic lights or whatever he was using.
All of that, he had it all ready to go. The Swan Inn, have to say, beautiful little sort of country-looking style pub. And then the night, he all went to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning of the day it was supposed to be open. A Land Rover came tearing through the walls and smashed the whole pub to bits.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the poor fella, it must be devastating. Must be absolutely devastating. And now, it's gas, though. One thing I am, there's something about the old English, keep calm and carry on.
The stiff upper lip.
The stiff upper lip involved in this story is very funny compared to his wife, right?
Right.
So they asked him, Ray Perkins is his name, very English name as well. And he goes, you know, we've had the old... Oh, I hate doing this in front of John because it's very embarrassing.
He's looking horrified, by the way, at that accent.
Yeah, look at him. You want to see his face? He actually looks like...
John, whereabouts would you necessarily place that particular accent?
What, PJ's English accent?
Yeah.
Just outside Dublin.
Excellent, yes. How close to England is he? It's the neighbouring country.
Are you saying this in a great English accent? Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's very embarrassing.
John finds it's very entertaining.
I'm actually embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. Yeah, yeah.
You know, you do realise this is us doing the equivalent if from an Irish perspective of like,
I know.
Oh, be gara. And all of that.
I know. I wouldn't dare.
Well, do you know something? I'll do it in my own accent. Fair pure enough. But Ray Perkins, he goes, you know something? We're going to open anyway, he says. We've had the whole community rally around and get involved, and we have the beer garden. We still can get access to the bar ourselves. We're going to open anyway.
With a Land Rover driven into the place.
He goes, do you know what? He says, He says, we don't want to let people down. They've waited a very long time for opening day. The show must go on. But he does say, I will say, those the three people that crashed into the pub in the Land Rover, they nearly ruined the day. They nearly.
What do you have to do to ruin it?
They ran a
Land Rover into a building.
I mean, you've got to admire the stiff upper lip. I mean,
could have been worse.
Could have been worse. Could have been worse.
Yeah. There's obviously a profound line about drinking and driving in that story, but I'm not going to try and find it. But anyway.
I'd like to think that when the three of them smashed into the pub, they went, taxi for Mr. McKev. And then they asked his wife, and she said, where is it here? Oh, yeah. Devastated, and our world has come falling down around us.
Slightly different attitude to him.
Slightly different attitude.
She's hit rock bottom, and he's shit.
We've put the last
gotta stay chipper, eh?
We've put the last 2 years of our lives into this. I'm devastated as our world has crumbled down around us. Don't know what to say. Lost for words.
That was the wife,
and he's like, cheer up, love. we still got a beer garden, eh?
Saves us opening the door.
Oh, no, don't be such a sourpuss. It's just a Land Rover in the middle of our home.
Hey. We put some stools around it, it'll be fine.
Come on, we put some music on. Any old iron. Any old iron. You got to admire this fella. I don't care. This fella, if I had half of his optimism
Absolutely.
Or his attitude towards life, you'd have to think you'd never fail, would you?
Oh, my God. That man will never be down.
Never down. I'd say his wife hates him. I imagine you'd hate him.
You radicals, you get what you give. Here are Classic Hits, 18 and a half minutes past 8 on this Monday. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Fred, kudos to Fred, PJ.
Yeah.
Just had a story, the story you've told us about that... English landlord and that Land Rover ploughing into his pub just before he was about to reopen. And Fred has texted in to say, if that happens to that pub again, it'll become known as the Rover Returns.
That's some quality.
That's a bit of quality puntasticness right there.
I still just cannot help but admire this man. I'm reading further into the story and some of the quotes are absolutely fantastic. Well, in comparison to Anne, the wife.
Right.
On further questioning... he said, our bedroom was right above the hole in the front of the pub, and our bed, it moved 2 inches. We're so lucky the floor didn't collapse.
Yeah,
this is his attitude.
Wow.
He's so delighted. And he goes, and we're still opening at 2 p.m. People have looked forward to this beer garden for a long time, and we won't let them down.
Now it's just a bigger beer garden.
Yeah. And then Anne said, I mean... devastated doesn't even describe it. Our pride.
They really are at the opposite ends of the scale.
They really are.
What did you tell me? One of his other quotes were about I had to wash the glasses.
Oh yeah, he says yeah. They asked him what about the cleanup, and he goes, oh well, it's not all perfect. Like every single glass had to be washed again. That's he was talking about glasses.
Washed the glass.
Yeah, she's like.
Yeah, but listen, Ray, what about that massive hole in the wall there.
Our pride and joy has been destroyed. Oh, but we only cleaned the glasses yesterday. Come on, love.
Chin up, eh?
We don't need walls. We live in a lovely place.
Brilliant.
I just think it's amazing, isn't it? He's just thinking, it's a bit of a pain in the ass now we have to clean the glasses again. But you're a hole in the wall. It's just a bigger entrance for more friends.
I hope that story goes all over whatever part of England he's in.
Kent, he's in Kent.
I hope it goes all over the place and people visit.
Yeah.
And that ends up with a try. He deserves it. Any man that can be that chipper. In the face of adversity.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, they're going, he's just literally walking around the beer garden all day yesterday going, nearly killed me. I must be the luckiest man alive.
Bruce Springsteen, Dancing in the Dark. Here are Classic Hits. 28 and a half minutes past 8 on this Monday. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. Quick happy birthday, PJ. Aidan Hennessy is 9 today.
Ah, happy birthday. Actually, so is my nephew is 9 today. So there you go.
Yeah.
Happy very birthday, Tommy Byrne. Hope you have a great one.
Is he the one that got the €2 off you?
No, that was Joey. That's the older fella.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tommy wouldn't even get €2 because he's too young, would he?
Well, no, thankfully his confirmation or communion or whatever it was is cancelled this year. So we don't have to worry about it.
Wow. What a lucky break that was,
I'm telling you. I tell you, my fivers were shivering in my pocket.
Anyway, happy birthday to Tommy. And also, as I say, Aidan Hennessy, 9th birthday today. His mum and dad were on, and his three brothers, Liam and Keane and Dara, also wanted to wish him a happy birthday. And are all looking for a bit of cake.
Oh, there you go. So
happy birthday. Yeah, Share and Believe here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 24 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Share. Real name, Sherilyn Sarkis. Oh, hang on a second. Sarkisian or something.
Oh, Sarkozy, is it?
Sarkisian, I think it's. I don't even know how you'd pronounce it.
In fairness,
you could understand maybe just going for Cher in that set of circumstances.
I didn't even know Cher had another name. I'll be honest, I still struggle to believe Cher is actually human. She's so different to the most.
She has a name and then she has a plastic name. That's what our name is, actually the name of the chemicals that are used.
Yeah.
In her.
It's C-H-E-R, carbon, helium, whatever, you know. It's definitely something like that. But there you go, because a Gogglebox, Celebrity Gogglebox, was on the other night.
Right.
And Rylan, you know your man Rylan. He's famous from X Factor and
is he the fellow with the let's just say the really large smile?
He's got a very large smile.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's famous for that. Remember that scene where he started crying when he got through, and he cried for like. And
he's also very, very, like, there's a touch of the Dale Winton tan off him.
Oh, is that my guy? God! There's more than a touch. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I know who you're talking about now.
Yeah. So he was on with his mother Linda on Gogglebox the other night. You know.
Right.
And she called him Ross.
His name wrong.
No, that's apparently, you forget that's his real name. Like, you forget that, right? You forget about stage names these days, don't you? You just assume.
Oh, that's his actual, he was born Ross.
Yeah, so she said, oh, Ross. And she went on talking to him and went, oh my God, his real name is Ross, you know.
Yeah.
You just never think of it. These things just don't, the penny doesn't drop. You know, I was going to say it'd be like my ma called me Patrick, but if she did, I wouldn't know who she was talking to. And then it sort of opens up the way. So what other celebrities out there are there then?
Right.
Who we know so well, see them as household names, and then you find out, well, that's not their real names at all. And there's loads of them. There's literally loads of them. Dermot O'Leary being one that kind of shocked me. His name's not Dermot at all.
But...
Hold on a minute.
What?
Why can't I understand this? You tell me this. Dermot O'Leary is really Sean. Right?
Yeah.
And then it says his full name is Dermot Fintan O'Leary Jr.
So where's the Sean in that?
What sort of a story is this?
And why would you change your name from Sean to Dermot anyway?
I really don't know that.
That's a strange one. His name is really Sean, but his full name is Dermot Fintan.
And it says, yeah, his name, Dermot O'Leary, it says. This is literally what it says. It's really Sean.
Right.
His full name... You would imagine there's going to be another Sean here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is Dermot Fintan O'Leary Jr. Mad. I don't get that at all.
Yeah, that's a bit of a strange one.
There's a few other ones, though. Jesse Wallace. You know Jesse Wallace? She was in with us here.
EastEnders. Yeah, yeah.
Her name's Karen. Karen Jane Wallace. Darn, you,
I mean, yeah, because, I mean, there's the famous ones are the things like the Elton John with the, what's it, Reginald Dwight and all that, isn't it? And you know what I mean? Isn't that his real name?
Is that his name?
Have I gotten that wrong? It is him, isn't it?
I always thought his name was Elton.
No. There's famous ones like that, all right.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Elton.
But these seem a bit ordinary.
These are really ordinary.
Why would you, if your name is Sean O'Leary, why would you just change it to Dermot O'Leary?
Well, here's one, right?
Right.
So, this one shocks me. Darcy Bustle, right? Is Darcy Bustle sounds like one of those names that would
She's
be
the one off Strictly.
Yeah.
The judges.
Now, Darcy Bustle is a name you'd imagine, like someone that sounds like a very regular name in England.
Right, well, sounds like, if you're posh, it sounds like, maybe. If you come from the aristocracy, maybe. Darcy Bustle.
Oh, to me, that's a real, like, you know, down in Tesco's. There's Darcy Bustle. There's old Darcy Bustle over there.
What do you mean, like somebody who was a proper salt of the earth L1 kind of thing?
Yeah, all right, yeah, go on. There's old Darcy Bustle over there. Look at her, the poor L1. She's after getting the sciatica now, where she's got an awful limp. Yeah, you know, look, go over there.
Right.
How Darcy Bustle is in desperate state. She is. One of her eyebrows fell out last night in her sleep.
Right.
You're
saying that's not a real name at all?
No. Why do you get this for a real name? Marnie Mercedes Darcy Pemberton Crittle. Like, that's a hell. That is a hell.
How many is in that?
Marnie Mercedes Darcy Pemberton Crittle. And she Darcy Bustle. She just narrowed it all down to Darcy Bustle.
Oh my God.
That to me
is, that's a That's a heck of a... That's an aristocratic name, if ever you heard.
Isn't it?
Moni Mercedes Darcy Pemberton Crittle.
Isn't that... That's like... I know she's playing down, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Little Darcy
she's
Butler.
Trying to, yeah, she's trying to kind of, you know, make life a little bit more ordinary.
There's a load of these like that. Like Louis Walsh. I didn't know Louis Walsh wasn't Louis sort of... Well, I suppose it's an abbreviation of his full and real name. How about that? So Louis and Walsh are both his names. But Michael Louis Vincent Walsh is the full name.
Michael,
yeah.
I wonder why he went for Louis. Well, I suppose Louis was in there.
I suppose he knew we'd all go...
What's wrong with Michael Walsh?
He knew we were all going to go, he's a bit of a Mickey, all right, yeah.
Maybe he thought Louis sounded more international or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Michael Walsh, that's right. Yeah.
Olivia Colman is really Sarah Caroline Olivia Sinclair. That's another one that seems to me to be playing it down a little bit.
Yeah, plus there's no Colman in it.
No.
At all.
No.
So she changed her surname.
It's weird, isn't it?
That's a strange one, all right.
I know a lot of actors have to change their name because if you become an actor and there's another actor with the same name as you who's established in any way, they say you should change your name.
Yeah.
It's a sort of etiquette of the trade, if you know what I mean.
Right.
So I can imagine actors doing it, but I don't know. Why you go? I suppose, like, what you go with your agent, right, so what do you want to do? Oh, I want to do a bit of this, you know, a bit of telly. What's your full name? What's your name? Marnie Mercedes Darcy Pemberton Crittle. We're going to have to play it down a bit. You're gone. You know, I mean,
nobody's going to write that in a contract.
It's a bit of a mouthful. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll never fit it on a poster.
Imagine this show was called Jim and Marnie Mercedes Darcy Pemberton Crittle in the morning. Like, you know, you'd be I don't know.
That'd be a struggle.
Be like, doesn't have a ring to it.
What about, though? Because I've just seen your list there. I've spotted Katie Price, who we always thought, you know, was known as Jordan.
Jordan, yeah.
So Jordan was the stage name. Katie Price was the real name.
Yeah.
Yeah? But apparently, no, the actual real name, according to this, is Katrina Amy Alexandria Alexis Infield.
There you go. There you go. There, that's it. There's the breakfast show you need.
That's the one, yeah. So you need Darcy Bustle and Katie Price doing a breakfast show with their real names.
Welcome to Katrina Amy Alexandra Alexis Infield and Marnie Mercedes Darcy Pemberton Crittle in the morning.
Breakfast table quiz.
It's time for the breakfast table quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the breakfast table quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
Yeah, this week we want to send you off for a fantastic two-night family stay to the Falls Hotel and Spa, Inishtime in County Clare. It's at the heart of the Wild Atlantic Way. You get yourself a fabulous family room and you get family passes to the Alwi Caves, the Birds of Prey Centre, the breathtaking Cliffs of Moher visitor experience, all of that sort of information you'll find at fallshotel.ie. And check this out for an interesting tidbit, PJ. Right, the Falls Hotel and Spa, okay, is the first and only hotel in Ireland to generate power from its own hydroelectricity turbine, right?
Yeah.
The turbine is powered from the river that flows alongside the hotel, so the hotel runs on clean, sustainable hydropower.
That's incredible.
That's impressive, isn't it?
That's actually very impressive. Now, there you go. And even Jim's impressed, and we all know how he feels about green energy.
I'm all for it.
I know. Why did you?
Unless it was green energy generated by cyclists, obviously, then I wouldn't be in favour of it.
Although we would be in favour of it if they were stuck on exercise bikes. It was a lad walking around with a whip.
Actually, now that you mention it, yeah. If you could harness them all and put them in one room, that'd be brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so it's a fantastic family pass to the Falls Hotel and Spa, Inishtime in County Clare. Who's going to play, PJ?
It's going to be Carol Murphy getting us out of the trap. She's in Dublin this morning. How are you, Carol?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Not bad at all. How are you, Carol? How was your weekend?
Absolutely great, because I had a socially distanced bevy for the first time. And I have to say, it tasted like nectar.
I bet it did. Yeah,
oh my God.
It did, yeah.
Fair play. And you were doing it by the rules, were you, Carol?
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't recommend the place. Under the constraints that they were in, my local just did a fantastic job, and they even managed to maintain the atmosphere, which is very difficult, so I was severely impressed.
Oh, where was it then? Give them a shout.
Okay, they did a brilliant job. I would recommend it, except don't go, because it'll get too crowded now.
Give them a shout then. Oh, yeah.
That's brilliant. What's it called?
McGowan's.
Oh, McGowan's.
Famous. That's brilliant, though, isn't it?
They did a fabulous job, and the food was delicious. The staff were
Yeah, all right, don't go over the top, Carol, for God's sake. They didn't pay for an ad, for God's sake, Carol. Calm down, woman, will you?
She's, I think
unbelievable.
Carol's after a free fish and chips the
God
next day.
Almighty. She must have shares in the place. Shares in the place,
yes. For more.
That's it. Anyway, listen, glad you enjoyed it, Carol. Glad you did it safe and sound and all that sort of stuff. And hopefully, hopefully you'll be about to bag yourself a fantastic family breakaway as well. So,
are they powered by water? I don't think so.
Well, you never know. They are quite close to the canal. Quite close to the canal. Right, listen, 60 seconds for you, Carol. You good to go?
Good to go.
Here we go.
In 79 AD, what volcano erupted burying
Vesuvius?
That's the one. Complete the full title of this Andrew Lloyd Webber musical, Joseph and the What?
Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Sheet, forked and ball are all types of what phenomenon?
Pass.
Lightning. In which organ of the human body are the ventricles and the atria located?
The heart.
The Italian language is directly descended from what language of the Roman Empire?
Pass.
Latin. Beyonce, Kelly and Michelle were members of the what US
Destiny's
group?
Child.
Which blood-sucking Transylvanian count was created by Bram Stoker?
Dracula.
Jersey and Guernsey are varieties of what farm animal?
Cow.
On which part of the body would a trilby be worn?
Hat, head.
In which 2001 film comedy did Renee Zellweger and Colin Firth share a kiss?
Pat.
Bridget Jones' Diary. According to the saying, what emperor was said to have fiddled while Rome burned?
Nero.
In the human body, the abbreviation CNS or FOR central... Oh, God, I'm giving you that. What animal is Mr. Ed in the TV show?
Pat.
What, Mr. Ed, you don't know what he was?
Of course.
That's it, yeah. So,
right, so which
go.
One am I giving? Am I giving the pass or am I giving the one before us?
Give her one of them. I'll take one away. Then we're all level. What do you reckon?
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
What, just exactly what were you trying to say with that question?
In the human body, I can't find the question. Where? Oh, yeah. The abbreviation CNS stands for, you see the way it's F-O-R?
Yeah, four.
Yeah, but it's all done in capitals for some reason. It's done in capitals for some reason. So I said F-O-R instead of four.
Oh, brilliant.
So I went hard. So it's not her fault. So she gets a point for that.
Okay, right. Okay, perfect. Right, grand. Right, well then. Well, I have no idea where we are. But anyway, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Correct.
That's
answers.
Really good score. And to start us off, Carol.
Well done, Carol.
Thank you, guys.
I'll tell you, that's the most entertaining 10 we've ever had.
Well, I can tell you, today I'm fully running on water. So there you go.
Exactly. Right, Carol, have a good day. Take care of yourself.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Cheers.
Good luck.
Breakfast Table Quiz. Classic hits.
That was entertaining, wasn't it? Yeah. I don't know. You'd no idea what was going on. I'd no idea what was going on. Carol was the only one who knew what was happening.
I don't know what we did any of that F-O-R.
F-O-R?
Yeah.